All right, welcome everyone to the 8th Annual Renewable Energy Summit. I know folks are filing in. This is probably our most prompt crowd that we've had at our Renewable Energy Summit. I'd like to think it's because of Tyler and I and you wanting to hear us this morning, but I'm assuming you're all here bright and early to make sure that you can hear remarks from Governor Evers, which will be coming up shortly. So I'd like to take a moment and welcome you all to the summit. My name is Amy Hart, and I am the president of the Board of Directors for Renew Wisconsin. And we want to take a minute and just welcome you to our 8th annual summit, Scaling Up for Our Clean Energy Future. And really happy to see familiar faces in the crowd and a lot of new faces. Every year we have new folks who attend, and that's what it's going to take for this clean energy future to happen in Wisconsin. We're all thinking about how do we scale up, how do we ramp up for clean energy. Renew Wisconsin has also been busy scaling up to serve its members better and to really help create a vision for the state. So I want to just take a moment so you do know who's who at Renew Wisconsin. We've been scaling up with new staff this year. I want to make sure that you are introduced to a lot of our existing staff, but new staff that we've added over the course of the year, and of course our board of directors. So you'll hear from Tyler in a moment, who's our executive director, but we also have Michael. And as I say your names, if you're in the room, staff is probably running around, but please wave and stand up so folks can identify who our Renew Wisconsin staff and board members are. Michael Vickerman, we also added last year Jim Bullion, who's our government affairs director, Jody Jean Amble, who is our communications and event coordinator, who's really the brains and like made this event happen. She's probably way in the back, but Jody is here. And then additionally this year we added several new staff. Heather Allen is our program director. Sam Danaski is our program manager, Jane McCurry, our program manager, and Lauren Weezy, our administrative coordinator. So as you can tell, we know there's a big challenge and a big opportunity that lies ahead for us in Wisconsin, but we couldn't do it alone, and we've got a great staff as well. And then for our board, I want to thank our members of the board of directors, Jim Funk, Eric Udelhoffen, Darcy Lightham, Jessica Niekratz, Niels Walter, Don Wickert, Mike Cornell, Jessica Morrison, and Andy Olson. One of the things that I would encourage all of you to think about today as we go through these general sessions as well as the breakout sessions is, what is your role in helping scale up the future? Is it helping your customers, helping your employees tell the story of the benefits of a clean energy future? Is it participating in a committee, in a policy committee, or at the board for Renew Wisconsin? So think about that. We'd love to have more participation and more support as we grow. And here's what we do know. I know many folks who know me and saw Amy Hart on the agenda might have been either nervous, what I would say, in front of a crowd of utility folks and commissioners and solar folks. But basically, what I'd love to do is just welcome everyone here. What we do know is that it will take all of us together to get here. And I like to think of it as an all of the above approach to clean energy, meaning that we want to make sure that our families, our businesses, our cities, our schools can all benefit from the clean energy future that we're working on. And so thank you all for being here and for being part of that growing industry. We're really excited. And help me introduce Tyler.
Okay. I'm Tyler Huebner, Executive Director of Renew Wisconsin. It's wonderful to see you all today. And as Amy alluded to, our theme this year of scaling up for the job ahead, we're very excited about what's coming in renewable energy. It feels like the conversation is really transitioning from, you know, if this will happen, to more about a when will it happen and how will we make it happen. And that's a lot of what we're going to hear today, is how can we make this transition happen to an ever-increasing amount of clean energy. I have a few logistical items. We like to put some hooks into you to try to get you to stay all day. We know the governor is an exciting draw, but we want you to stay for the whole day. And so the first thing is that as you came in, you got a raffle ticket. At the end of the day, we will raffle off a SunJack charger. It's a solar-powered kind of portable charger for your phone or other devices. It's worth about $100, so it's worth sticking around for that. I'll also say, please evaluate us on the among the collateral you have in front of you is an evaluation. As you go throughout the day, please let us know how we're doing. Let us know what's working well. We really value that. That is why you have the agenda you have in front of you today, is from feedback of what's working and what you'd like to see in future conferences. So we really appreciate that. Please silence your phones, just for the good of the whole crowd. Yesterday we were at MATC doing a ribbon cutting of the largest rooftop solar array, and as one of the speakers was going, all of a sudden a country music song, somebody's ringtone, literally for like 45 seconds was going on. So you don't want to be that person. The slides that we'll be presenting today will be available on our website afterwards. If you're on a social media, we have a Twitter handle, Renew_Wisconsin, and a hashtag for today, 2019 Renewable Energy Summit. If you want to do some social media work, we'd appreciate that. And then finally, I want to recognize our sponsors. So we have four summit leader level sponsors: Arch Electric, EDP Renewables, EDF Renewables, and Invenergy. Can we please, if you're with one of those companies, please stand up, and thank you so much for being a leader sponsor. And I mentioned we have more than one hook to get you to stay. So at 3:30, we'll have our reception. It's thanks to these sponsors, also known as the come early for the governor and stay late for the beer sponsors. So there will be one free beer for you or beverage of your choice at the reception afterwards. And that's a great time to network. So we do hope that you'll stay. Our summit partner sponsors: AllSky Energy, Eagle Point Solar, NG, Foley and Lardner, H&H, SC Johnson, Sunrun, and Sunvest. If you're with one of those organizations, can you please stand up? Thank you for sponsoring. Our summit champion sponsors: Alliant Energy, BioFirm, Dane County, Office of Energy and Climate Change, Environmental Law and Policy Center, Focus on Energy, Full Spectrum Solar, Northwind Renewable Energy, Geronimo Energy, One Energy Renewables, Slipstream, Pinesbach, Ranger Power, Westwood, Organic Valley, Stantec, Sunpeak, and the Wisconsin Distributed Resources Collaborative. If you're one of those organizations, please stand up. We also really appreciate our summit advocate sponsors. Many of them have booths, so I encourage you to visit them throughout the day. We also have a number of summit supporter sponsors, 24 of them to be exact, and 16 of the previous. So we're very excited about all the support that your organizations and companies have given us. So our first speaker today is the former Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction, where he was for 8 years. With over three decades of public education experience, he has dedicated his life to fighting for Wisconsin's kids and serving the people of Wisconsin. As a lifelong educator, he believes in bringing people together to solve the problems facing our state and putting the people of Wisconsin first. Please join me in welcoming the 46th governor of Wisconsin, Tony Evers.
Thank you so much. Are you going to move this computer for me? Thank you. Thanks for catching that. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Start with me and with beer vendors. How about that? It's good to be first. Anyway, first of all, I'd like to just mention, and I don't know if she's in the audience, but Becky Volk, our new PSC commissioner, I know is going to attend today. Becky, are you in? Yes, Becky, right here. Please take a chance to visit with Becky. Thank you for being here today. And thanks, Tyler, for that introduction. It's great to be here this morning for just a few minutes. And to talk about our future and where renewables fit into that future and the need for us to promote a sustainable future. So many of you know that I've spent time in the classroom. I taught science in my first job as an educator. And so science has always been part of my DNA. I have a degree in zoology and chemistry from UW-Madison, and I took that into the classroom. And so being one of you that thinks about sustainability and renewable energy gives me great hope for the future. It's absolutely important that we move forward in this area. For too long, we have been ignoring science, and I really think that's at the crux of what you all are going to be talking about today. For too long, we've been kicking the can down the road as it relates to science and innovation in this area, and I'm glad to be here to talk about that and also to let you know that Lieutenant Mandela Barnes is also a huge supporter of energy independence, and he's going to be working with state agencies to try to connect the dots. A lot of our agencies have pieces of this puzzle, and I've asked Mandela, and he's very, very excited about being the person, the point person within our state government to help connect the dots, make it easier for not only businesses but consumers to think through how this innovation should look. So I know we have some exceptional large-scale solar projects happening around the state. I just saw one in this morning's State Journal on top of Madison College, a significant investment. And but at the same time, I know Wisconsinites pay some of the very highest rates of electricity across the country. We are far behind in this race, and I'm very, very happy to see such a large group today here to talk about energy innovation. I believe this is the first step in actually returning science to decision-making process in the state of Wisconsin. As I said during the campaign, and I'll use it again today, science is back in Wisconsin. Whether it's using data to make policy suggestions or decisions, or acknowledging that climate change is real and it's an imminent threat to our state and our economy here in Wisconsin, we have to do more to incorporate science into those decisions and to our work and the policies that we have going forward. But we also have to bring everybody to the table. That's another thing that's part of my DNA, to make sure that we reach common ground on important issues. And this is a perfect place to do it. We have science, we have people that are scientists, we have people in the business world that believe in science and want to move forward with this exciting innovations that we have in front of us. So we have the people together, and I believe we have the decision makings together to create a more independent, efficient, and clean economy for Wisconsin. Now, creating a clean economy isn't just about mitigating and making sure that we adapt to climate change threats, but it's also about producing our own energy to reduce reliance on non-renewables. We also have to make sure that the next generation is there to help us transition to a new economy that's based upon science and the work that you all are doing. The bottom line is that economic development and protecting our environment should not be mutually exclusive, and frankly never have been, but they will work in tandem in this administration. Actually, I just had a conversation with the leaders of Foxconn last night. We were having a conversation with them in China, and me sitting in my condo that was being torn apart as we moved. And the other thing about moving is don't do it real often, it'll drive you crazy. I've lost things that I know are someplace. I'll probably find them 2 or 3 years from now. But anyway, Louis Wu and I were chatting, and he talked about their 2018 report and some of the significant issues that they are investing in to make sure that the water from Lake Michigan is clean and their use is minimized as much as possible. So everybody, I know we're always concerned about the environmental issues as it related to Foxconn. I feel confident going forward that they get it and that we'll have a good partnership there. We have some things to check up on, though. So we shouldn't have to choose between creating new manufacturing and responding to rapidly changing climate. we shouldn't have to choose between investing in new industries and protecting our natural resources like our land, river, and waters. We shouldn't have to choose between good-paying, family-supporting jobs and preserving Wisconsin's resources for future generations. There's much work to be done here in Wisconsin, and I want to make sure that we are evolving into a 21st century economy that incentivizes local innovation and energy innovation, diversifies Wisconsin's jobs and energy sources, and promotes efficiency and affordability and accessibility to clean energy production, and that's why you're here today. So the good news is, even though I'm only here for a few minutes this morning, and you're going to stay late to make sure you access the beer vendors, I look forward to working with you over the next 4 years and beyond to get to work on tackling these important issues and getting our state on track to compete with other states to drive the renewable energy systems that will make Wisconsin a stronger place, a better place to live, and a better place for our grandkids. So thank you so much for being here today. Enjoy this great conference. I know you have a great panel over here of my friends, and I want to also recognize Ellen Nowak, who is on the Public Service Commission, and her work at the Department of Administration during this transition. It's been a great transition, and I give my salutes to her for that good work. So thank you so much, folks, and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Now I'd like to bring up our policy director, Michael Vickerman, who's going to give us a whirlwind tour of 2018's, some of the best achievements of 2018. Please welcome Michael.
Thank you very much, Tyler. What I'm going to do here is to condense 1 year's trends and accomplishments into a veritable blizzard of statistics and images using as few words as possible. So let's get started. We entered 2018 with about 28 megawatts of solar directly serving Wisconsin electric providers, and the largest solar array in the state clocked in at 2.75 megawatts. Yes, you are reading that correctly. Two Wisconsin utilities plan to incorporate two of the largest solar farms in the Midwest into their electric generation portfolio, serving 70,000 customers. This announcement was made at the end of May. The 300 megawatts of solar that Wisconsin Public Service and Madison Gas and Electric proposed to acquire would quadruple current solar generating capacity. If we wish to scale up renewable electricity as an economic engine in this state, as well as a platform for achieving environmental improvements, the utilities must be involved. But first, these plants must go through the state's power plant siting review process, as Badger Hollow and Two Creeks are the first solar farm proposals that the Public Service Commission will scrutinize. This is no small undertaking. The technical hearings took place this week, and the commission's decision will likely be handed down in mid-March. So why are MG&E and WPS committing to 300 megawatts of solar today? And in a word, it's economics. They have researched the question, and they think that over the life of these projects, solar represents the best return to their customers and shareholders. All right, so let's move on now to community solar. 2018 was a quiet year for community solar compared with 2017 and years before. The only community solar project that moved forward was the array you see here on the edge of Cashton in Monroe County. This is the second of 3 1-megawatt arrays that will supply solar power to Xcel Energy's Renewable Connect program, which was recently approved by the Public Service Commission. Later this year, One Energy will start construction on the third array. There's already one operating in Eau Claire, but the third array will be located in Ashland. 2018 was a banner year for Focus on Energy's renewable energy program, which since 2001 has been providing financial and marketplace support for Wisconsin customers looking to supply themselves with clean energy and reduce their energy expenditures. Focus on Energy is not just a solar-only program. Focus on Energy provides incentives for ground source heat pumps and biogas energy systems. On the solar side, the incentives offered by the program in 2018 resulted in nearly 1,000 new solar systems in service, with a total generating capacity of over 15 megawatts. This is an all-time record amount of solar installations supported by Focus on Energy. It is another data point documenting how inexpensive and appealing solar generation has become. The $4 million in incentives leveraged about $30 million in private capital investment. Many contractors in Wisconsin have embraced the solar group buy model as a platform for educating customers in a targeted area who are thinking about installing a solar system for their home or business, often teaming up with nonprofits like the Midwest Renewable Energy Association, RENEW, or local organizations such as Check Bay Renewables. Contractors will pass the savings achieved from scaling up, there's that term again, to their customers in the form of lower installation costs. A solar group buy is a particularly effective way of marketing solar PV systems in rural pockets all across Wisconsin, from Burlington to Reedsburg, from Nelsonville to Washburn. Two solar group buys targeting Sauk County and Bayfield-Ashland counties helped 152 households and businesses adopt solar PV, accounting for nearly 1 megawatt of solar capacity. And you can't really get much more grassroots than that. In 2018, solar group buys drove about one-third of all residential installations statewide. With each passing year, the population of satisfied solar customers keeps growing as solar group buys reach deeper into rural Wisconsin. This particular model is well-suited for solar contractors working in Wisconsin and provides them with opportunities to expand their work crews while delivering solar energy at a price point that satisfies customers. All right, on to solar for good. Thanks to the philanthropy of Cal and Lori Couillard, who we honored last year in this room, RENEW operates a grant program in place to support mission-based nonprofits desiring to power themselves with solar energy generated on their roof or grounds. Like solar group buys, Solar for Good provides a layer of financial support targeted towards a market segment that values solar but is often cash-strapped and is unable to take advantage of federal tax credits. In Solar for Good's first full year of operation, the program made possible 32 working PV systems totaling more than a megawatt of capacity. A little later in this program, my colleague Sam Denisky will spotlight the impact that Solar for Good has had on the state. As part of the agreement for receiving a Solar for Good grant, recipients agree to organize events that showcase their investment in a solar system. Ribbon cuttings in particular are effective occasions for drawing community leaders and the media to the organization's buildings or grounds, where they can learn more about solar energy and why that organization decided to go solar. And we enter 2019 with a cumulative capacity of slightly more than 100 megawatts installed solar, and with heightened expectations for rapid growth this year and beyond. So what follows now is a travelogue through Wisconsin in which we stop and take note of the new installations across the state that definitively showcase solar economics' economic appeal to widening segments of the energy marketplace. And we start with where we were yesterday, Madison Area Technical College. Yesterday was officially Madison College Solar Day. College officials and Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes gathered to cut the ribbon on the largest rooftop solar PV installation in Wisconsin. And I want to highlight the solar contractors that perform these installations. First one up here is Sunvest Solar, out of Pewaukee, designed and managed the project. Deerfield High School. This is the largest solar electric system on a K-12 public school in the state of Wisconsin, designed by Plymouth-based Arch Electric and Lake Geneva-based Convergence Energy. In the area of big box retail, IKEA of Oak Creek. Some corporations have committed to achieving very aggressive sustainability and renewable energy goals. One example is IKEA. This system went up in IKEA's new store in Oak Creek and was until yesterday the largest rooftop PV array in the state. Arch Electric installed this array. Faith communities, the Sinsinawa Dominicans. This project consists of three arrays designed and installed by Dubuque, Iowa-based Eagle Point Solar. Sinsinawa Dominicans received a grant from Renew through our Solar for Good program to add all this solar capacity on their grounds. Local governments. Sauk County. Eagle Point Solar teamed up with Sauk County to construct two of the largest arrays serving a Wisconsin county today. One is in Reedsburg and the other is in Baraboo. Cities. The city of Stevens Point partnered with local contractor Northwind Renewable Energy Cooperative. Did I say that correctly? to put in a large solar system. Northwind also installed PV arrays for the cities of Beaver Dam and Ashland. Tribal governments. With each year, it seems, another tribal entity invests in solar energy. Last year, Sunvest Solar installed 93 arrays in Ho-Chunk Village near Wisconsin Dells. Affordable housing, Sawyer County Housing Authority. Legacy Solar Co-op and Hayward-based Carlson Electric installed 133 kilowatts on six apartment buildings spread across Sawyer County. Combined, they serve 52 tenants there. Each unit receives solar electricity directly from these arrays. They're all separately wired. Multifamily. Madison-based Sun Peak designed and constructed solar projects serving four brand new multifamily projects in Madison and Middleton, owned by T-Wall Enterprises. A downtown office parking canopy. Well, this eye-catching parking canopy behind the Clark Oil building is visible from Interstate 794. I can tell you a lot of steel went into this project, which was designed by Sunvest Solar. Wisconsin's first microgrid project is now operational in Menasha, designed with the capability of operating independently from the larger grid. Faith Technologies designed this groundbreaking project. Athletic venues. This project in Oregon, serving an ice arena owned by a nonprofit organization, took advantage of a Solar for Good grant and financing from Legacy Solar Co-op. Madison-based Full Spectrum Solar designed and installed the array. All right, PACE. PACE is an acronym for Property Assessed Clean Energy, and it's a financing tool with great potential for more than half the counties in Wisconsin that have adopted this mechanism. Madison-based H&H Solar designed and installed the first PACE project in Wisconsin that uses renewable energy on the roof of its own warehouse. All right, food and agriculture, dairy. Solar-powered cheese, brought to you by Emmy Roth of Platteville. Eagle Point Solar designed and installed the array. Solar-powered protein bars, brought to you by Go Macro of Viola. Viroqua-based Ethos Green Power designed and installed the array. And solar-powered produce, brought to you by Malio Foods in Glendale. Sunvest Solar designed and installed this array. Solar Power Iced Beverages, brought to you by General Beverage. Midwest Solar Power designed and installed the array on the company's facility in Chippewa Falls, while Arch Electric designed and installed the array on the company's Kaukauna warehouse. Healthcare. This array in La Crosse marks the third to go up on a healthcare facility owned by Gunderson Lutheran. Madison-based West Engineering designed and installed all three of Gunderson's solar systems. VFW Post 8483 is the first solar-powered building in Wisconsin serving military veterans. Financial support for the project came from Legacy Solar Co-op and Renew Solar for Good program. The array was designed and installed by Midwest Solar Power. All right. Our biggest policy victory of the year had to be the Public Service Commission's decision on Quadrennial Plan 3, which basically sets in the broad parameters in terms of budget and program design for focus on energy. Partnering with a broad coalition of stakeholders, ReNew developed recommendations for funding and structuring the Focus on Energy program all the way through 2022. The Public Service Commission found them reasonable and in June approved a four-year plan that will provide funding security and feature greater operational flexibility. This was a great step forward. Finally, what to look forward in 2019. We came into the year with 28 megawatts of solar serving utilities directly, but by the end of January, One Energy Renewables will break ground on the group of 10 solar arrays in western Wisconsin, totaling 26 megawatts. These installations will supply electricity to municipal electric utilities while providing Organic Valley and the City of Madison with renewable energy credits associated with their output. All 10 arrays should be operational by July of this year. Thank you very much.